was at Nelson by that cash farm over there. I'm on RDAS right now. I'm going to check back here by where Grouse Creek goes.
Okay. I just figure the more we talk about these areas like Brian's doing, the more people are aware of it and either avoid it or start making some plans to take alternative routes or you know, shore up their own homes if it's going to flood.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, Colonial Valley, you don't have to really avoid. Just kind of drive slow. There's a lot of standing water across the road. It's maybe only an inch deep to two or three in the worst spots. Just got to go slow, but I don't think you need to avoid this area yet.
Okay, all good info. And if anybody out there is listening, WRC 602.